You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Egg of Scott's Triple Action today.
As we welcome you in to the Wednesday, April 1st edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM, 1600 AM, along with 102.3 in Cedar Rapids. Also, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, Gym OT, 107.5 FM, available to you out there as well. Also, thanks for tuning in at KGYMRadio.com, those of you on the KGYM Radio app, and also on your speakers at home through your skills that can be set up as well. Can find out more about that at KGYMRadio.com. Scott Unash with you in the studio. Mark Dukes from the sunny porch on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids again here today. Not a bad day it turned out to be after a little bit of rain this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Hope you are as well, and your listeners, our listeners as well. But it's kind of a deceiving day out there. I just stepped outside before the show and a little breezy, but actually not too bad.
Not too bad anyway. I'm I am conversing here with our guest today who just sent me a text. We're going to talk to Landon Castle, the Cedar Rapids native, NASCAR driver, and also finished fourth in the iRacing event at the Texas Motor Speedway last weekend. And he just sent me a text, Mark, and we may have to do a little bit of an audible here. Very quickly, he's doing a race for NBC and is running behind, and they're about to start in a few minutes. Can we go on the air now?
Sure.
So we may have to go on the air with Landon right now. So so let's do this while I wait his return reply. This is what this is the new normal, you know. This is us on the fly making adjustments right here, but. Let's take a short break. We'll come back, and I think we're going to talk to Landon already. We got a lot of things to cover on the program. Kirk Ferentz teleconference earlier on today. We'll talk about that, a couple other things as well. But we wanted to get some time with Landon Castle and this iRacing thing. He's doing it all over the place. So we're going to talk to Landon. We'll do that when we come back. Gym Class for this Wednesday, every day, presented by Hennings Financial. Find out more on Hennings Financial by going to our website at KGYMRadio.com. Take a break. Come back with more after this.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
It's time for the Acme Tools Online Spring Tool Sale this Friday and Saturday. Online only at acmetools.com. Since you can't come to us, we've decided to come to you with an online sale. Save 10% on select brands like DeWalt, Milwaukee, Makita, and more when you use online promo code SPRINGSALE during checkout. Take 15% off select Jet and Powermatic woodworking tools. Get free shipping on orders over $199. Save big during the Online Spring Tool Sale this Friday and Saturday at acmetools.com.
Back with you on the Gym Class 307 here on this Wednesday, the 1st of April here on KGYM. Yes, April Fool's Day, and usually we would be celebrating that a little bit more, I think, than we are here today. But we are going to celebrate it today by talking with our next guest, Cedar Rapids native Landon Castle, of course, a NASCAR driver and iRacing expert right now, as far as virtual racing is concerned, joining us from his home down in Charlotte, North Carolina, where he is going through the sitting out and the non-spread of the coronavirus down there. Landon, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I've had to make a quick pivot from being a NASCAR driver to an e-NASCAR driver. The sport is kind of rallying around our simulation platform, and you know, Fox is broadcasting it on network television. We had 1.3 million viewers on Sunday, and I finished fourth in the race, so it's a pretty awesome deal.
Not bad. Not bad. All that stuff. Now, you've got a race today. That is why we're going to push everything up a little bit, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm actually, you know, there's just so much energy around this platform right now. And you know, it feels like hopefully it's filling a void for people right now through this tough time. Fox is broadcasting dirt races now. There's a race on Saturday as well as our big race on Sunday, the Pro Invitational. NBC is getting involved as well, which is what I'm working on right now. So it's just a lot of cool stuff and, you know, something I'm really proud to be a part of.
Landon, as somebody who's not particularly familiar with esports, I'm curious, in iRacing, how is it realistic and how is it unrealistic to actually being on the track?
I mean, it's pretty realistic. The driving that you got to do, the technique, everything pretty much translates. So, you know, you just got to put in the time and put in the effort. And plus visually, the visuals look wonderful. It looks great on TV. So it's just, you know, just thinking about a lot of people during this time that are maybe struggling in their small business or struggling at home. You know, this is definitely affording something for me to do during this time period. But you know, hopefully it's a breath of fresh air.
Hopefully it is. And how did this, was it just one person's idea? Was it several people that came up with this idea? Was it NASCAR's idea? Was it iRacing's idea? How did this all get started?
I think, you know, the platform has been around for a long time, almost 10 years. So I think that, it was for the whole industry, to do. I mean, it happened in pretty short order. Everybody just, you know, started making phone calls and said, hey, let's get all the real drivers together and put a race on.
Under normal circumstances, Landon, how much would you use a simulator?
I use a simulator as much as I can. And, you know, the manufacturers have big simulators. iRacing simulators are useful. I think it's a wonderful driver training tool. So anywhere from, you know, right now I'm using it 6 to 8 hours a day.
Yeah. And tell us about your rig. That seems to be the new thing right now, describing rigs. You know, Timmy Hill's got something that is probably on the low. It is on the lower end of the budget. He won the race on Sunday down in Texas. And then you've got Hamlin, yep, who's somewhere, you know, just south of a new house that it costs. So where are you at?
Yeah, I mean, the rig I'm on is a borrowed rig, actually, but it's a nice piece. It's got really good hardware. You know, Timmy's rig is something that would cost you, you know, $1,500 to build, and Denny's is $50,000, and mine is somewhere in between. Mine is provided to me by a place called Carolina Simworks that builds these things, and Casey over there was so kind to let me borrow it.
Nice, nice. And well, it's an interesting way to not only showcase yourself, other drivers, but also in the economic part we're in right now, help out some sponsorships, if you will. People that are helping you, that are helping others, that are helping NASCAR, that are helping racing up and down the line.
That's right. I've got Blue Emu on my car, which is a company that you know, is a official partner in NASCAR, and they reached out. They have a great interest in doubling down on this this time period. So it's given me the opportunity to spend a lot of time in the sim here, spend a lot of time making content. And, you know, I look at it as an opportunity to build a fan base over the next 6 weeks that would take me 2 years to build.
Landon, when we do get back to racing, and we all hope that is sooner than later, what are the obstacles that you anticipate? You know, it's very difficult to grab sponsorships. You're out there working all the time in that regard. But seems to me that's one area that, you know, as these companies have struggled through this time, that might be difficult.
Yeah, I mean, sponsorship is going to be a challenge coming out of this. It's going to be hard for the sport. These teams are going through a lot right now, having to figure out, you know, how much overhead to cover during this time period. There's no end in sight necessarily, or there to some people there isn't. So it's just hard to tell exactly what to do and when we'll go back racing. But, you know, for now, this is there's companies that are taking advantage of this opportunity, and Blue Emu is definitely one of them that says, hey, you know, let's invest in the sport during this time.
Yeah. Lana Castle, Cedar Rapids native NASCAR driver, joining us here at 3:14 on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And you can use this as well, I think, like you talked about. You're hopefully getting as much publicity as you can in this six-week run. And who knows, maybe that translates into a full-time ride or a ride, or just get you in the door and the opportunity for you and guys like Timmy Hill and other guys.
Yep, I mean that's right. It's about it can give me a chance, it can get me a sponsor, and that would take me to the next level.
Landon, that's very strange not to see you in a Cup car. Very strange not to see you at the Daytona 500. I wondered what you were going through that weekend.
Yeah, it was definitely tough. It's tough not being at the racetrack, but. You know, you got to keep grinding, keep working on it, which is what I've always done in my career.
Not the first time you've had to overcome odds, though.
That's right.
No. Hey, 0558 on our text line has a question for you and about the iRacing. How much car setup is involved, camber, whatnot, things like that? I think it's you really can't. It's one set of rules, right? Is that what I heard?
Yep. Well, you can race it that way. In fact, this race that I'm about to start in less than 30 seconds is a fixed setup. So they're waiting for me to grid, and then we'll go. And so it's a fixed setup race. All the drivers have the same car, the same setup. It's almost like a even playing field.
There you go. All right. Well, we'll let you go, Landon. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it. And keep up the great success with this, and hopefully it'll parlay into something even better down the line.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Landon Castle getting ready to race. I hope we weren't keeping him up. Were we holding up a race somewhere on NBC, Mark?
Well, we didn't want to start and park on eSports or iRacing, right?
No, you don't want to do that. We don't want to get anybody, you know, we don't want to. They had somebody get black flagged the other day, too, for forcible contact and taking somebody else out. That's how realistic this racing is, you know.
Well, for sure, except for the fact that you can crash and pull into pit road and get a new car automatically. That's a little bit different, but interesting, John from Tiffin weighing in on the text line that fellow iRacing driver, been doing it for 3.5 years.
A lot of people around here are heavily into the iRacing, and it's like we mentioned, it's the closest thing you're gonna find, and there are so many different platforms. For example, tonight, World of Outlaw late models from around the country are going to be racing. They're putting on a show tonight. And then just announced earlier today, NBC Sports Network is going to run the IndyCar race, the e-racing, iRacing race this Saturday at 2:30. That's going to be live from the virtual track at Barber Motorsports Park in Alabama outside of Birmingham. So that was one of the races that was lost in the first part of the schedule as far as IndyCar is concerned. So you got NASCAR, you got IndyCar, you got dirt late models, you've got Wing Sprints doing it as well. This is the one thing that I guess has taken off and has filled a niche a little bit.
At a maximum, I think that I don't know how long it will be remain popular. Perhaps, you know, during the course of this virus. But it's interesting. It sounds like Landon's having fun with it, and a lot of other racers are too, and getting a little sponsorship here and there, and getting your name out there and keeping it out there.
Yeah. All right. Thanks to Landon Castle again for joining us here on the program as taking time out before he races with NBC And 0497, sorry we didn't get a chance to ask your question. Ask Landon if you find yourself bumping more drivers out of the way in the iRace than you would in a normal race. That would have been a great question. We'll do that next time. How's that with Landon out there? But
yep.
It's so realistic if you do the – and they have shown it as far as television is concerned. If you bump people out of the way, you're going to end up with the same type of result as you do on a real race. So, but with the exception that you can go to the pits and hit that reset button, which I know car owners would love to have that opportunity to do instead of fixing them.
That would be nice in reality, wouldn't it?
It would be very nice in reality right there. So appreciate Landon stopping on and joining us. We're going to take another break, a quick one. We'll come back and have more on this Wednesday edition of the Gym Class coming your way after this here on KGYM.
Hey, why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone. See?
Huh. Nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No. You actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com. It takes like 3 minutes.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Spring leaf vacuum collection starts April 6th. Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, Iowa law prohibits price gouging. It is illegal to charge excessive prices for goods and services needed by disaster victims. This applies to items sold in stores, on social media, or online. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller will pursue price gouging complaints, and businesses or individuals found in violation could face penalties of up to $40,000. Report price gouging at iowaattorneygeneral.gov or 888-777-4590. Furnished by the Iowa Broadcasters Association.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
At CDW, we get your organization can be demanding.
You know you're in there.
I know. The marketing team's outside my office. They want their Adobe update now.
Give us that update.
With Adobe's Value Incentive Plan, deployed by the experts at CDW, you can quickly and easily manage software subscriptions for the whole team.
On Acrobat and Creative Cloud?
All included.
Cool. Guys, I'm coming out. Don't hurt me.
For a satisfied digital workforce, you need Adobe and IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/adobe.
GEICO has the insurance industry-leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere. Which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Back with you on the Gym Class here at KGYM at 3:22. Our thanks to Landon Castle for stopping on before he gets into his iRacing event today. John from Tiffin lets us know, Mark, and maybe Landon's not going to be happy with us. If you miss the green flag, you start from the pits.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that didn't happen. I hope, knowing Landon, he was probably talking to us and out there racing at the same time. So I hope that was the case, and I hope we didn't cause any problems with the start of the race out there.
Not recommended in real life, but probably that was the case.
Okay, yes. Yes, please don't talk on a radio show and drive at the same time. We love to have you listening in. We encourage it, but yeah, please don't do that unless you're a trained professional like Landon out there. 3:22 here on the program. Gym Class coming your way on a Wednesday on KGYM. Coming up the rest of the week tomorrow, Jeff Johnson from the Gazette's going to join us. Get the latest on what's happening with the Colonels, what they're looking toward. High schools should know more tomorrow as far as schools are concerned. Governor Reynolds at her daily news briefing today at 2:30. Let everybody know that. Sounds like tomorrow she is going to have a declaration as far as schools are concerned in the state of Iowa, and I can't imagine it's going to be anything other than the fact that the schools are going to remain shut down at least through the end of the month of April. I think April 13th was the day earlier that was proclaimed by the governor to take a look at things and how they were, and with the national pretty much shutdown going through the month of April. I can't imagine we're going to see anything change as far as that is concerned, but that's not a real big shock or surprise at this point, though.
No, and I would agree with that. I think probably a short time thereafter, the state associations probably will decide and make some announcement on the status of spring sports seasons, which are really, you know, you're talking about starting in May at the earliest, and I actually don't see that happening either. So, yeah, more news and more announcements will come as Governor Reynolds makes her decisions.
Of course, yesterday, if you missed it, we had a really good discussion with Aaron Stecker, the athletic director at Kennedy High School here in Cedar Rapids, talking about what the athletic directors know, what they have been doing to get through this, working with their coaching staffs, working with the athletes. They are not allowed face-to-face getting together, if you would. And we had that with Aaron yesterday. Go back, listen to it at KGYMradio.com. You can catch that as well on the Gym Class podcast. And really good discussion we had with Aaron yesterday as far as what they are looking at as far as the high school levels are concerned. Today, Mark, we had Kirk Ferentz on a teleconference earlier today from Iowa City. And the coach, I don't know. To me, it was more of a fatherly talk, Mark. Can I say that? Kind of the, okay, this is the way it is. I mean, no news was broken today. And I didn't think anybody really in their thinking would perceive that Kirk Ferentz was going to come out with a lot of football news today. This was more of a, okay, this is what the staff is doing. This is what the program is doing right now. And we're not going to have spring football. So let me sit back and tell you about it a little bit.
I'm just not sure why the news conference was held. I guess if you want to extract any news out of it, is that Kirk reported that there have been no cases that he is aware of in his family or on the team. There's, I think he said, 16 to 18 players in Iowa City, including who we think will be number one quarterback, Spencer Petras, and said he was thankful for the fact that he's got a couple kids from the New York, New Jersey area. They decided to stay in town. And Kirk has discovered Zoom before I have. So, I mean, there's the news for you, folks.
One of the Paulson twins is now working for Zoom, as a matter of fact.
Yes, indeed.
So they've got an in.
Kirk opened things up by congratulating Luca Garza, Kathleen Doyle, and Spencer Lee, which I thought was a nice gesture. But by and large, it was what you anticipate out of any coach and any company owner. You know, heed the advice of experts, and hopefully we can get by this sooner than later.
Yeah, and I know Todd will have full audio of this coming up a little bit later on in the in his program today from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Like you said, I think it was a state of the company talk today and just letting everybody know, okay, we're taking this very seriously, as everybody should out there. A couple of public service announcements that Kirk threw in there about everybody should heed what the federal government is saying and what your local officials are saying. Do not congregate, et cetera. If we do that, we're going to be able to get back to playing football, hopefully sooner than later. Did mention that they are going through some scenarios right now with the staff as far as, okay, if football starts on X day, if football starts on Y day, if football doesn't happen. And he basically said, we're going to just take it one day at a time. We are going to not sweat the small details at this particular point. And that was basically the gist of what Kirk had to say today.
Yeah, he did say after discussion with weight coach Chris Doyle that that probably 4 weeks of in-house strength and conditioning would be needed. That would be before the start of practices. So, you know, work your calendar in that regard as to what's possible and what's not.
319-366-1600. That is the First Federal Credit Union text line. Again, 319-366-1600. Our thanks to First Federal Credit Union. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. And we thank them for all their help here at 329. And it's interesting because Kirk mentioned they're going to need 4 weeks of conditioning and then get into spring camps. There are other coaches around the country, assistant coaches and head coaches, that have been going on record as saying that, you know, we're not going to need a ton of time to get ready. These athletes are year-round training, and they're training on their own right now. Even for Iowa, no, they can't. The facilities are closed right now as far as Iowa football and everybody else around as well, for that matter. But you can make an appointment, come in, pick something up, and then take it back with you or whatever the case may be. So you're working out on your own right now. There are some coaches I have read around the country that have said, you know what, we only need, you know, X number of weeks to get ready to go. If we're down to 5-6 weeks, we can make this thing work. So I think it's probably just who you listen to and the personal preference as far as which coach is saying exactly what.
Yeah, it's a speculation because nobody's gone through it before. Some programs might be, better equipped to make a quick turnaround. You know, again, nobody's done this before, so I think it is all speculation at this point.
It is. 319-366-1600. That is the text line if you would like to weigh in here. So, Kirk Ferentz talked on a teleconference earlier on today. That from Iowa City and giving us an update on how things are progressing as far as no spring football is concerned. And the big thing is everybody's going to be in the same boat. Nobody is having spring football this year. Everybody's behind the eight ball a little bit. And this, who knows, if we do play football this fall, which, boy, I hope we do, that maybe this will be the most level playing field we've had in a while as far as college football is concerned.
May well be. There is a piece of news related to Iowa football coming out, Scott. I don't know if you've seen this, but the New York Giants have signed long snapper Casey Kreider. Of course, he spent his recent years since going undrafted out of Iowa in 2014 with the Denver Broncos. He was a Pro Bowler in 2018, and now he's found a new home.
Hmm.
Casey, of course, out of DeWitt.
Yeah, very much so. Also, Adrian Claiborne signing with the Cleveland Browns. I believe that came out last night, going from the Atlanta. Was it Atlanta or Tampa? One of the two. Going from the NFC now to the AFC, as he's going to be a member of the Cleveland Browns. I believe that was a two-year contract that was signed by the former Hawkeye right there. So congratulations to him. And a lot of people, did you see this? Adam Schefter earlier today, the very good reporter for ESPN, kind of had a little bit of a little breakdown on a live shot today on ESPN, talking about the fact that basically his saying that the draft should not be going on. That nothing should be going on as far as the National Football League is concerned. And I guess it's your personal opinion. I don't know why you can't draft on a Zoom-type situation, which is basically what it's going to be. There's not going to be any public gathered as far as Las Vegas is concerned. It's going to be a pretty bare-bones situation. But Adam Schefter kind of believes that should not be having a draft at all.
What was his reasoning? Because I don't see any reason not to have it. I mean, you're going to have social distancing. You're going to have, you're not going to be congregating in large groups. Are you going to be doing everything over the computer? In fact, the NFL has invited some of the top prospects to participate, quote unquote, live in the draft when it comes up in 3 weeks. That'll be by, you know, whatever, Zoom or FaceTime or whatever it may be. So I guess I don't see the harm in it.
If they do it the right way, yeah, I'm with you. I don't see the harm in it as well. Maybe it was just, like I said, a situation where the moment got the best of him. I don't know. We've kind of all been in that situation on a little bit on the edge of the nerve a little bit. So maybe it just got to him at that point. Cajun Troy on the text line, not agreeing with me. It's all about talent. The talented teams will win no matter when they start. Go Tigers. G-E-A-U-X. Tigers. From Cajun Troy out there. Still riding the high of the LSU National Championship. I don't blame her.
Yeah, and Troy, I noticed that little message you sent yesterday that you're still younger than me.
I didn't notice that.
You thought I didn't see that, Troy, but I did.
319-366-1600. If you would like to weigh in on the text line at 334. Couple other things we're going to get to, and we're going to do that after we take a break. In case you missed it, Landon Castle joined us a little bit earlier on. He is actually going through an e-racing situation right now, so he had to join us a little bit earlier than it was anticipated. So we'll have that up and running for you and available to you for your listening. And we'll do that as soon as the program is done here today. We'll take another break, come back, and we'll have more coming your way on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class right after this. It's 3:35, Gym Class presented by Hennig's Financial here on KGYM.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the Gym Class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Introducing a new podcast, ESPN Daily, hosted by me, Mina Kimes. When you want to go beyond your feed, when you want to get inside the score, when you want to get behind the highlight, there's ESPN Daily. Go deeper into the stories of the moment. Get the exclusive access and insider perspective that only ESPN can give you. The best sports story all day, 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week. ESPN Daily. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
GEICO has the insurance industry-leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere. Which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you ordered some wipers online with our free same-day store pickup? No problem. We'll grab those for you so you can get back on the road. You know, we also offer free next-day delivery. You just order what you need on AutoZone.com by 10 p.m. and we deliver it to your front door the next day. It's perfect for those projects that can wait until tomorrow. Getting your job done just got easier. Free next-day delivery on eligible items on orders over $35. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
3:38, back with you on the Gym Class Wednesday edition here on KGYM. Again, coming up at 6 o'clock tonight on all of our platforms here on KGYM, we will have that town hall meeting. We will replay it from last night. Again, that will be at 6 o'clock, hosted by One of the hosts, Brian Estridge, the play-by-play voice of TCU football and basketball. And Mark Cuban is the featured speaker, talking about how businesses are dealing with the coronavirus right now and COVID-19. Again, that will come up at 6 o'clock here this evening. Cajun Troy reminds us, Mark, not only that you're older, but the reason that Adam Schefter said the draft should not go on is because the NFL should not be doing as business as usual while the entire country is on hold. Now, I'll say this about the National Football League. They are not entirely on business as usual because OTAs have been canceled and all the off-season workouts, as far as the team being concerned, are canceled at this point. But like I said, it's not like the NFL is going to go away. So might as well have the draft and have it in a very bare bones way and then move on with that and hopefully get ready for the 2020 season and more playoff teams that we found out yesterday that we are going to watch as far as 2020 is concerned. So, and she's happy.
And more regular season games.
Well,
in 2021.
In 2021. Troy's happy also that we can make her laugh every day. So, appreciate
laughter is good at this point. I'm not in the mood for any April Fool's jokes, but considering what the situation is right now, but a little laugh every now and then is can be pretty productive. I think you're welcome, Troy.
You're welcome, everybody out there. Yep, we're trying to get you through this situation here that we're going through with everything surrounding COVID-19. And again, use your common sense out there. If you don't need to go anywhere, don't go anywhere. I mean, that's the bottom line as far as things are concerned here on April the 1st of 2020. Some cancellations. The much talked about and reported cancellation of the Wimbledon Championships is going to take place, and it is a full-out cancellation. They will not have it in September, Mark. They are not going to conduct Wimbledon this year. The next event, the 134th edition of Wimbledon, will be in 2021, is what they are saying. So there will not be at least Wimbledon. And, of course, French Open has been basically everything shut down. Tennis is not excluded from that list as far as things being shut down are concerned.
You know, I think you have a pretty good perspective on this, Scott, and you've talked about it in the last week and a half, and that is, who's going to pull the trigger first? You know, say it's 2 months, 3 months, whatever, maybe. Which organization is going to pull the trigger first? Is it going to be baseball? Is it going to be golf? Again, a lot of uncertainty, but I'm with you. Who wants to be that first person or first organization to pull the trigger and say, we're going to play games?
And because you know you're just going to get absolutely destroyed on social networking and all the platforms. No matter.
Maybe.
I think it's going to happen no matter what, but I hope I'm wrong as far as that is concerned. And there was talk today, I know CBS Sports ran a piece today about the fact that Major League Baseball, July 4th would be, if possible, a great day to start with the resumption, or at least the start of the 2020 season anyway, as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. And I think we're going to get into this more and more, maybe into the latter portion of the month of April, at least into the month of May anyway, and that is how we get things reintroduced, if there is a possibility to get things reintroduced. Who's going to be first, like you talked about? How is it going to be presented? Are we going to have games without people? Are we going to have games with just half of a stadium filled? Going to be a lot of questions that have to be answered yet. But not only as far as when games are going to start, but how the games are going to take place. And I'm not sure what – I think baseball with what they went through in the offseason, and as far as baseball needing something good to happen after the Astros, after everything that went on, it's an opportunity, I think, for Rob Manfred to try to make baseball be the first. But there's a lot of things we have to, a lot of bridges we have to cross before that happens.
Yeah, you're right. It's not only the potential start date for baseball or anybody else, that, but we had Cal Eldred, the Kansas City Royals pitching coach, on the show last week, and he was saying it did take him 3-4 weeks to get his pitchers into shape.
Yeah.
So then you're backing it up to June 1st to even start working out and going through spring training again. Now, maybe you can cut that down to a certain extent. I don't know. I'm not a major league pitcher. I don't know what it takes to get in game shape. I do know that's a lot of running, pole to pole, and when you're in a stadium, a lot of throwing. I got to imagine these guys are doing a little bit here and there, but, you know, it's not the same as, you know, facing a hitter in spring training and trying to hone your, you know, fastball and curveball in game type situations. So, I mean, there's even stories out there, Scott, of starting baseball in October and going through December and either warmer climes or dome stadiums. And these are just things that are being floated right now. But as you said, a lot of uncertainty.
Well, I told you that, and we talk every day about what we're going to talk about on the program and how we're going to attack things. And told you about that. And I said, if it comes to that, I said, no, just shelve the 2020 season. I don't want to see baseball starting in October, going to January, and then we have to adjust 2021 to try to get things for a 3-month season in 2020. If it comes down to it, if we are not playing football in August and September, if we're, you know, never playing the NBA season again, if we're not playing the NHL season again, if we're not having the PGA Tour out there, and okay, all of a sudden, and we're going to turn everything on in the month of October as far as baseball is concerned and only play in several cities, forget it. Let's just look at 2021. But that's my thinking of it out there. So we'll see.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. There is a piece of news related to the coronavirus coming out just now from the NCAA, the Division I Council Coordination Committee, and Division II committees are extending the recruiting dead period through May 31st. Committees will continue to be guided by experts to determine whether the date needs to be extended.
All right. 319-366-1600. That is the First Federal Credit Union text line. It's also our phone line and one of our favorites. We've been talking about her today, and here she is to brighten up our Wednesday. Happy April to you, Troy. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, doing well. So, well, first of all, I agree with you about the baseball thing. You know, if we're going to have any sport in October, let's just do football. I don't care if the season is short and this and that. Let's just get that going. You know, these other sports, if you don't have it, we don't have it. If the NBA doesn't play this year, it's okay. You know, this is the way it is, you know. But I am excited that the Olympics is next year because I like to go to the Olympic track and field trials in Eugene, but this year I couldn't do it because I have so many other trips planned that I may not do. So I have so much vacation next year, I could go to Eugene next June. Okay. The reason why I don't like these extra playoff games in the NFL. I do not like these extra teams. You know, because I think it watered down the season. Who cares? And I know one of the teams yesterday may help is the Dallas Cowboys. So they were 8-8 near 7 to make it. I just don't like it, you know. I mean, it's just like, and then one team gets a bye, you know, are they going to realign the teams after their first weekend of the wild card game? It's, you know, it's just like, I like it. College football is 4. I hope it stays at 4 because it makes the regular season count, you know. The first game of the season, it counts. So, and that's it. But I just don't like, you know, the extra playoff teams. Do you guys agree with that?
I think
it's just fine the way it is, or excuse me, the way it was. Mm-hmm. I will say that, you know, it's still fewer playoff teams than what the NBA and the NHL have. I think those are way too big a postseason fields. But I'm interested to see how it works out.
I think for this coming year, I'm with Mark. I think we're okay as far as one more team. I don't want to see it go beyond one more team. I think seven teams are enough. And it, from my understanding, it will be reseeded. So if that number seven team upsets the number two team, which has happened before, then the number one is going to take on the number seven.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good, all right. As long as the Saints don't play the Vikings anymore, I'm done with them.
And you're
you guys have a great day. Okay.
Thanks, Troy. And Troy's probably right. It was probably done for the Dallas Cowboys to get. Sorry, Cowboy fans out there. Now, here's why was it done? Well, to generate more money. More teams in the playoffs get you another game on television. Another game on television gets more revenue for the National Football League, for all the teams, for everybody involved. That's pretty simple. That's pretty simple math coming down the line right there. But, the NFL is king right now. And if you can have one more game without really expanding the postseason tournament, I'm not sure what's going to happen in 2021 if the NFL is going to start 1 week ahead of time. If they're going to have to start 2 weeks ahead of time, if they're going to have another bye during the season, there's been talk about that for sure. Who knows? But I guess I have right now no problem with one more team getting in. The rationale behind what the NFL came out with yesterday was, okay, we've had so many teams that could have qualified for the playoffs in the past that didn't get a chance to, and this will get them in. Well, it will a little bit, but you're always going to have one team that thinks they should get in as well. You're always going to have that 69th team in March Madness. You're always going to have that 17th team in the high school football ranks that believe they should get in, and we can't make it for everybody, I guess.
You know, I think what it will do is maybe put a premium on those last couple games, because there is only one bye in each conference. You know, say the Chiefs and the name a team, you know, are both 12-2 and have already sewn up number one and two seeds, but the one and two seeds aren't certain. And you're not going to arrest Patrick Mahomes or whoever it may be. You're going to try to secure that overall number one seed, which, you know, in the past, number two seed, get a first round bye. I think that's going to be a dynamic to look at.
Very much so. Very much so. You're going to want that number one. There's no doubt about that. Coming up on 3:52 here on the program, and we're going to take our final break, come back, and we are going to, again, give a nod to our friends at May City Bowl. We'll talk about that. Interesting piece that Michael Oss had in the Gazette today. We'll talk about that when we return after this here on KGYM.
Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, but today hiring can be easy and you only have to go one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job sites. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, try ZipRecruiter for free. My listeners can go to ZipRecruiter.com/Will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter.com/Will. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
The Home Depot is here to help, and we have many ways to help. You can download our app or go online to find the essential products and information you need quickly. You can order what you need online, and we can have it waiting for you at the store. Or we can even deliver over 1 million items free. And we have thousands of how-to videos for the projects and repairs you need to make. We're here to help. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. 3:54, back with you on the Gym Class at KGYM, and it is a Wednesday, and normally, in normal circumstances, it'd be an April Fool's Day edition of Bowling Night in America coming up tonight, but that has been put off again due to the coronavirus, at least I'm assuming, Mark. You're the captain. You didn't get to, I assume we're not bowling tonight, correct?
I have not received any word otherwise. Originally, May City Bowl closed through, the announcement was through the end of March. Of course, we're into April now. But this was supposed to be the penultimate night of bowling.
Really?
That's the last night of bowling, yeah. We were shut down with 4 weeks remaining. We've missed two, and we're going to miss a third tonight. And where it all leads, I know some guys in the league, you know, if we have to complete this season in June, they'd be all for that. I kind of want to be on a golf course by then and not in a bowling alley. But at any rate, we'll keep you up to date. Any new developments in the Evergreen League? And but right now, the season is suspended. If not called off, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see how it plays out. Now, when this is all ended, and I tell you what, Globe Bowling has never sounded better to me, Mark. I think we need to have an end-of-the-year banquet for the Rusty Nails on a Globe Bowling night at May City Bowl with all our great public and all the great fans and friends of ours.
I have no problem. We'll invite every team out there, including the Pin Pals.
The Pin Pals. We'll get them out there and have a nice, nice way to close things out as far as 2020. Is concerned. Please remember not only May City Bowl, but all the great local businesses that help us out here on KGYM. May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. And as soon as they reopen, please remember Tom and everybody out there at the bowling alley and the bowling center. They have the pro shop as well as Globe Bowling out there when we all get back to it.
Yep, you can call 362-0136, 362-0136. Visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com. Perhaps I get an update as to when the house will open again.
There you go. Looking forward to that. You said golf, and Mike Halas, the sports columnist from the Cedar Rapids Gazette and our friend on Mondays, mentioned the fact he went out to two or three of the local golf courses over the last couple of days and penned a nice piece today in the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Do you still pen things or do you just write things? I'm used to penning.
I haven't penned anything in quite some time, Scott.
Okay, well, he probably hasn't either.
It's a figure of speech.
Yeah, indeed. And one thing that is going on with a few changes anyway is golf. And speaking of golf, I know we've had some people ask about it, and we will start Caddy Smack here on the Gym Class next Wednesday, 1 week from today. Brian Haas from down at Blue Top Ridge, Riverside Casino and Golf Resort, going to be with us again, and his first appearance will be next Wednesday. And they open today, as a matter of fact, Brian said down there. So he's looking forward to that. But they're also going through many changes as far as preventing the spread of the coronavirus is concerned. So even golf taking precautions.
Yep. Additionally, on the golf front, we've reached out to Zach Johnson to see if he could make an appearance on the show in the not-too-distant future. And We'll keep you up to date on a possible appearance by the PGA Tour player should that come about. But, yeah, golf, if you got a foursome, they're sending you out in four carts unless you're, what, a husband, wife, something like that, family members, then you can ride along. But golf course is taking all kinds of precautions, cleaning carts after they've been used, the rains buckets and balls. Clubhouses are not open for congregating. Most of them are taking payments by phone and whatnot. I suppose you can give any course a call and see how they're operating right now.
Yeah, the flag sticks are in. And I know some of the courses have gone to what they've called the upturned cups so that they stick out so you don't have to stick your hand into the cup. Some have PVC pipe in there so that the ball doesn't go into the cup. Others are asking you, please do not take out the flag stick. Of course, that is not against the rules to putt with the flag stick now since the 2019 golf season. So there are and no bunker rakes out there. So please smooth your bunker after you have hit out of it for the next poor fellow that has to get in it, which is probably named Scott or Mark.
or don't hit into it, right?
Or don't hit into the bunker. There you go. All right, Mark. Good job. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds great.
All right, stay tuned. Todd coming your way next here on KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.